This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About 1,200 people gathered for a vigil in Boulder Wednesday night to honor victims of last weekend's firebombing. The event included Governor Polis and survivors of the attack. Rahel Hepburn was one of the demonstrators on Sunday, but was not physically hurt. She said the weekly walks for hostages stuck in Gaza helped her feel community during a difficult time.
It was a solace to be with people to whom I didn't need to explain how I felt.
15 people were injured in Sunday's attack. 3 are still in the hospital. The suspect is in court today. This morning in Edwards, a procession for an Eagle County paramedic who died last year. Steve Zuckerman died of a heart attack while assisting a backcountry rescue in Vail. The Moving Honors Procession is a national event that honors fallen medical responders. This morning's event recognized Zuckerman and 28 other medical responders being honored. The U.S. House on Wednesday passed a bill that addresses the opioid epidemic and supports patients being treated for substance use disorder. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Support for Patients and Communities bill was introduced by Colorado Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen and Kentucky Representative Brett Guthrie, a Republican. It passed with overwhelming support. It reauthorizes several grants and programs dealing with substance use disorder. Still, Pedersen didn't get everything she wanted. She tried unsuccessfully to amend the bill to keep a waiver that lets Colorado use Medicaid money to cover treatment.
It's an enormous reason why we've had a 35% reduction in overdoses. 48,000 people a year from the beginning have been getting treatment because of this waiver.
Pedersen's hoping the Senate will add in the waiver language when it takes up the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some flight delays at Denver International Airport with thunderstorms in the forecast across the metro area through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.